Welcome to the last and best day of our Heart for the Disabled Week. Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson-Tata, and all this week I've been telling stories about families with special needs that got big needs so that you can write notes of encouragement and Valentine cards. And boy, are you responding. So many of you have already sent in your cards and letters, but I've got one more family to tell you about. John and Tracy are parents to a couple of teenage boys who are on the autism spectrum. Their oldest son, 16-year-old Aiden, is pretty high-functioning, but he often struggles to fit in with kids around him in high school. That's not easy when you've got autism. And Aiden so longs to be a part of the gang at school, often though he's left out of the action. Miles, who is 12 years old, is not as high-functioning as his older brother. He's unable to communicate verbally with people around him, and he's often frustrated by his inability to connect with the family and with what few friends he's got at school. Both kids do their best in and out of the home, and that really pleases John and Tracy, their dad and mom. Life at home is not easy for these parents, what with disability routines, medical bills, challenges at school, and, well, just trying to live a normal life. This family had a wonderful time at family retreat the year before, back in 2017. But in early 2018, when they planned to register for last summer's family retreat, they were stopped in their tracks. At the beginning of last year, Tracy learned she had breast cancer. They had to cancel their family retreat application in the wake of this terrible news. And a short time later, Tracy had to have a double mastectomy. This brave woman faced it with courage, though. She had served in the military, and she understood what it's like to stand strong in a battle. Still, though, Tracy is continuing to go through chemotherapy as her husband, John, carries on the heavy job of keeping up the house and caring for their two disabled sons, Aiden and Miles, who have autism. And sometimes, John and Tracy wonder how much more they can take. Well, I want you to remind them that the grace of our Lord Jesus really is sufficient. Yes, even for these new challenges in the family. So take a moment, jot a note or a card to John and Tracy, as well as to Aiden and Miles, who have autism. Let them know you're praying for them. Include a favorite scripture, or as I shared earlier this week, tuck in a copy of an inspirational poem or the words to a hymn that you love. I know they'd be blessed to hear that you're cheering them on. And if you really want to be creative, tuck in your envelope maybe a small gift card to Starbucks or whatever. I know that Ken and I are going to be doing that for this family. But the important thing is your words and your prayers and the references from God's Word that you include. Make sure to get your card to John and Tracy and their sons Aiden and Miles and mail it in care of Johnny and Friends, Post Office Box 3333, Agoura Hills, California, 91376. Now, if you don't have a pencil to write down the address, or if you missed any details, visit johnnyradio.org for all the info. Thanks for caring, friend, and I'm so grateful for your help this week. God bless you for having a heart for the disabled and a heart for John, Tracy, Aiden, and Miles. And if you need any details, get the whole scoop at johnnyradio.org. Thanks for having a heart for the disabled. God bless you today, and thanks for listening to Johnny and Friends.